What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Visionary Secrets Podcast. I am your host, Andrew Munroe, and happy Sunday, everybody. I got something I want to talk to you guys about. Like always, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be value-packed. It's going to be short and to the point because that's how we like to do things over here. So without further ado, I'm going to get started. So, yeah, actually, before I get started, I want to... I've been meaning to make an intro for this podcast. Because, I mean, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it seems like all of the successful ones always have intros. So, if that's something that you guys would like to hear, you know, let me know. Because I'm personally okay with just, like, talking to you guys. Like, I don't know if I really need that much of an intro. But, I mean, if it's something that you would like to hear, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know. But besides that, let's just get right into it. So, there's always something special about Sundays. For me personally, I am Catholic, so Sunday always is a day for the Lord, and it's a day to go to church, day to give thanks for this life I've been blessed with. But in regards to entrepreneurship, Sunday also signifies kind of like the calm before the storm. And it should be a day of preparation. I learned from Garrett White that... Garrett White does something called the General's Tent, where on Sundays he sits down and he does General's Tent, where he talks about his thoughts on the week, his plans for the week coming forward, what he wants to work on, how he's going to align his body, being, balance, and business, his core four, and he executes on that. But he uses Sunday as a day to like prepare for the week to come, you know, prepare for war, the calm before the storm. And I think that's very, very, very important to do, because just imagine going into war just blind with no plan, no goals for the week. Even if it's just saying that you want to like achieve your power list every single day, you know, like get 7 W's in a row. If you don't know what the power list is, go back and listen to that episode. I think it's one of the first 10. It was a pretty good one. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge goal, like make $1 million or get 100 sales or something like that. It could just be some sort of goal, some sort of plan for the week that's going to help you get closer to success. And that's something that I've really struggled with. I still don't really do a very good job at planning my weeks out. I do good at planning my days out. I wouldn't even say planning. I do good at making a list of things I need to get done and then getting those things done. I don't really have a plan for it because I'm balancing a lot of different things like school, running, life. So I don't really believe in having like a set, like right now, at least like when I graduate and this is my full-time career, maybe I'll have a little bit more of a schedule. But as of right now, I just make a list and get it done. I'm good at that, but I haven't been very good at creating a plan for the week, you know, sitting down, reflecting on the week I just had and making goals for the week moving forward. And I think that's something that I could really start to do more that will help me and benefit me a lot. Because I know a lot of the most successful entrepreneurs out there plan their weeks out. And I don't mean plan by like planning everything down to the T, like, oh, on Tuesday at 4 p.m. I'm going to do this. At Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make exactly this much money. I'm going to reach out to exactly this many clients. Like, it's unrealistic to expect such certainty in life because life is so uncertain. But what I mean by a plan is just give a general plan of how you want to attack the week, you know. Like make a plan that you want to attack every single day with an abundance of drive and motivation and aggressiveness and urge to succeed. You know, you want to make it a goal of yours to make sure that you strengthen your core four in all aspects every single day. Send a text to your mom saying you love her. Get flowers for your wife or your husband. Do things for your significant other. Take your kids out on a lunch date. Make sure you are being a good boss. Make sure you're being a good business owner. Make sure you're being a good employee. Make sure you're being a good student. And then simply just make a little bit of an action plan on how you're going to do that. Because although life is super uncertain, you still can create a plan for some aspects, you know? Like you can plan to read for 30 minutes every single day. Like nothing is going to be that drastic to where you it changes your life to where you can't read for 30 minutes a day. You know, you can send text messages, you can make goals to reach out to 10 people a day. Like that's those things aren't going to change. So you can make little action steps like that to make sure that you achieve your general's intent. This is something that's going to create a lot of momentum. You know, this is what I've been talking about a lot in this is what I've been talking about a lot in this podcast is creating momentum for yourself so that it doesn't. And this is a great way to continue to build momentum. That's something I've talked about a lot in this podcast is building momentum, you know? Even like no 0 days, even if it's just reading 10 pages one day. That's building momentum. So doing your general's tent at the beginning of every single week is going to build you momentum. So that's about all I have for you guys today. It's a short one, but I don't want to keep you too long on your Sundays. It's a day of preparation, a day of rest, the calm before the storm. So, thank you so much for listening. As always, go down to the description, go join our free Facebook group. It's going to be awesome. We're trying to build a community of underdog entrepreneurs that are going to succeed and take over the world together. Also, if you haven't already, go check out our other podcast, Breakthrough Online Startup, and the YouTube channel, Andrew and Mason - Breakthrough Online Startup, where we're going to be giving insight on how to create your very own breakthrough online startup in a world that is so dominated by category kings and big brands. You can take them down. You can be just like them. So, thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.